From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Sarah Captain reports for Columbia Green Media that there will be a public hearing about Greene County's next budget at 6 p.m. on November 4th in the Catskill High School Auditorium. The Greene County Legislature is proposing a $121.7 million budget, up from last year's $119 million spending. Some legislators, though, are lobbying for changes, including adding a fly car on the mountaintop and using taxes from internet sales for a specific purpose. A fly car is a paramedic vehicle for prepping patients for transport before an ambulance arrives. Catskill legislators Michael Bulick and Matthew Lavera oppose an additional fly car because Catskill is already paying for its own advanced life support ambulance service. Legislators blame the increase in the budget on the debt service for the new jail, increased personnel costs associated with the Raise the Age legislation, bail reform, and evidentiary discovery changes. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that all candidates and committees will now have to file campaign finance data electronically with the State Board of Elections. Previously, campaigns had to reach a $1,000 threshold to require electronic filing. Cuomo said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "Transparency throughout the election process is crucial to ensure voters are well informed about candidates and have all the facts. This law will not only provide voters with better access to relevant candidate information, but it will also make the reporting process more efficient and sensible for both campaigns and the Board of Elections," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union. The New York legislators are preparing a bill to, and I quote, "prohibit the use of unmanned aerial vehicles for hunting or taking of wildlife," end quote. A Republican and a Democrat, both from Long Island, are sponsoring the measure to ban drones in hunting. Brian Shapiro, state director of the Humane Society of the United States, said, and I quote, "It's anathema to the standards of fair chase," end quote. Joseph Wendt, who serves on the New York Advisory Council for the Quality Deer Management Association, said, but, and I quote, "I'm sure that people are doing it," end quote. Montana, Alaska, New Jersey, and West Virginia are among the states that have already banned using drones for hunting. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Altamont Enterprise reports that last week Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan was at the Alcove Reservoir in Coymans to announce the Albany Water Board's partnership with the Nature Conservancy. The city of Albany gets its water from the Basic Reservoir in Westerlo and the nearby Alcove Reservoir in southern Albany County. The new partnership also covers Troutner Lake, a wetland acquired to protect the water supply. Mark King, who directs the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy, said, and I quote, "The city, working with the Nature Conservancy, has done a detailed management plan to improve carbon sequestration. The city has committed to managing its forests for additional carbon storage. They put a dollar value on the storage. The city is selling the carbon credits," end quote. The Albany Water Board received $100,000 from the sale of carbon credits this month and may make $1 million over the next 10 years. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.